Hello and welcome to the Unexpected Couple podcast. You have your hosts, me, Becky, and my husband, Niall. This podcast is all about relationships, happy stories, and general husband and wife chat. We don't want to lose our jobs, so our views are entirely our own and don't represent the companies that we work for. You can find us on our other podcasts on Facebook and Instagram under Abby Sounds. You can also email us with any topics, relationship advice, or even just to say hello at abbysounds@outlook.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Hello to the third episode of The Unexpected Couple. I'm here with my lovely wife, Becky. What's so funny?
Got the giggles now.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, happy new year and hope you all have a Merry Christmas if you're listening to this now. See, now you're just laughing. I don't get what's going on. Now you're just embarrassing yourself as a serious reporter and podcaster.
This is all going to get cut.
It's not now.
What?
It's not now because it's quite funny because you're just laughing for no reason.
Oh. It's just the way you sound, really, like, Happy New Year. You just sound really flat.
Okay, sorry.
I know, we're in lockdown again, but still, it's like, Happy New Year! Happy New Year!
Yeah, I know. So, right, let's go for 2.0. Hello, everyone. I'm so cheery. I hope you've had a great
so
Christmas. And I hope you've had a great New Year.
That sounds much better.
Oh, brilliant. So we'll keep that, though. Anyway, so as you know, this will be the first episode since everything's gone live. So yeah. Everyone's been able to listen to our first four episodes.
Not quite everyone in the world, no.
Pretty much everyone's been able to.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, how do you think that went?
I find it really cringe now people have listened to it. I get really embarrassed.
You've had good feedback, so.
Yeah, because it's only our friends and family. They're not going to say that we're horrendous, are they?
Well, we've had someone from the Philippines.
We've gone international.
Yeah, we have. We really are international. It's Britain, Denmark, Australia.
No.
And then they're all our friends, to be fair.
Oh.
But
I got really excited then.
And then we've had someone from the Philippines.
That's amazing.
Yeah, no idea. They've also listened to three episodes. So they're obviously enjoying it. I don't know where they've got that. I don't know who from the Philippines is interested in Abbey Sounds, but...
Oh, they're a fan. Let's give them a shout out.
Well, like I said, moving forward, this is... I'll put it on the actual Abbey Sounds upload page that because of COVID and everything else, I'm struggling to get the four Brummies with big tummies on a regular basis. So this is basically said this will open the unexpected couple, you know, open it up a bit more for more topics rather than what we originally had an idea for it. So moving forward, it'll be, you know, we'll be able to talk about what we want. We'll each be able to have an input. So it just kind of makes it more interesting for everyone else to listen to it rather than probably what we probably assumed it was just going to be like friends and family listen to this one.
I'd be surprised if it's not. But I feel like I've got like a slight promotion and you're going to demote me as soon as COVID's over and all the lads are back together.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
I'm going to make the most of this while I can.
You never know. This one might be a lot more popular, but they've both had really good feedback. But at the same time, it's been friends and family who listen to it. So I think they find it interesting or funny, the stuff we say. I'll have to really try and get in touch with the guy here in the Philippines and see what he thinks.
Or a girl.
Or girl, yeah. Let's be open to everyone.
Is there somewhere that can put like comments on it?
There is. Well, yeah. It says on the thing to email us, contact us.
Sure.
They can also,
have you checked
the page
email?
That it's on, you can also like direct message Abby Sounds on that. So, I don't know, maybe he will after he listens to all of it.
They will.
Yeah, I keep saying here, I'll just assume. I think there is a thing though, that it's a lot of men listen to podcasts more than women. No, or it might be YouTube. I think it's YouTube, sorry. Cancel that. Majority of men watch YouTube. I think it's something to do with them being more visually stimulated. So,
interesting.
I don't know. Anyway, off topic.
What is the topics for this then?
Well, first we've got an update. On the last episode, I told you a story about the whales getting freed
yeah.
In like Iceland or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're dead now.
Are you joking?
Yeah, you know, they killed each other.
Wait a minute, how did they kill each other?
I don't know. I was really looking up the story, and then there's someone put in the comments, like, yeah, they're dead now. And then someone linked to an article.
Shut up.
They, like, attacked each other. And then it's something through that, they ended up dying. So then saved whales are now dead. So they were better off in China.
This good news section was really working because we were really struggling to find anything that's positive in the news.
Yeah, that's what I mean. If we would have went normal, unexpected couple.
Oh, my God. I was really hoping it was going to be, like, a nice update. That's really horrible.
I know. And I was looking back at it. And I was like, oh, I was trying to find some more good news articles. There isn't good news at all.
No, the world's just going to, like, shit at the moment, isn't it?
And the one website what I was finding good news at, I think they had probably about 10 articles per page, and that lasted like a year. So I was going all the way back to like 2009 at one point to find good news articles. It's just not how news is made. It's all terrible.
Yeah, it's all bad news. And now we're in lockdown 3.0. Yeah. So, again, some more bad news.
Yeah, there's nothing going on for it to be good news, I guess.
Like, literally, the last time we did the podcast, I think we were just in lockdown again. And then we've not done one for ages. And now we're in another lockdown.
Yeah. It's not great. And so I think we're sacking off the good news section. It would be nice.
There is no good news.
We do see a good news article. I'll try and fit it in. Yeah, but let's be honest.
Difficult to find.
It really is just too difficult to find. I don't know what to say to everyone.
I'm so pleased.
But going forward, we'll be able to talk about what we like. So the first subject I thought we could talk about is overrated stuff or things or shows or films or food. Or so I've asked you to kind of come up with a list of
I've got a few things, and I mean, I did struggle with this actually, because I think I'm pretty open to a lot of things. I like quite a lot of things. There's very few things that I actually think are overrated, but the ones that I have got on here I feel like are really good ones, quite controversial.
Yeah, I did ask you to do 10, but then even I was struggling to do 10, and I dislike a lot of things, really.
It's hard, because it's not just what you dislike, it's what's overrated.
Yeah,
So it is quite, it's not just I don't like this because loads of people might not like it. It's like something that is like really weird not to like, because everyone seems to love it.
Yeah, no, it was quite hard for me when I was trying to write overrated stuff, to just stuff I don't like. But I did get the 10 in the end.
I didn't.
No, you didn't. So how about we go through yours first?
Well, I thought we could start with yours, because this all started from something that your mate said. And has that made the list?
Oh my God, no, it hasn't made the list.
Oh,
completely forgot about it.
She got one to just come straight back at you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll add this to the list then. Basically, Kieran on the Four Brummies with Big Tummies, he suggested doing one about how overrated Gavin and Stacey is. And I absolutely agree with it. I didn't even think about it at the time.
This is a ridiculous statement.
No, because Because it's a good watch, and you can sit there with the background, but it is so overrated. People literally bum that show.
Because it's fantastic.
It isn't fantastic. It's overrated. It's got, like I said, it's good. I do enjoy Gavin Stacey. It's really cringe, and yet I think it's all really like try hard. Like comedy, I don't know.
No, it's just very British. It just sums it up. It's very relatable. It's just funny. Everyone seems to love it. Well, obviously, apart from a few people that find it overrated. But I adore that show, as you know.
Well, you do, because all you ever do is rewatch it and rewatch it and rewatch it.
I haven't watched it in a long time. I haven't rewatched it for ages.
Sorry, but in the times that we've been together, you've watched it over 20 times. From start to finish, quite easily.
Yeah, probably. And last Christmas, like I was like waiting for the special to come on.
So we're like two extremes in this household, because you love it.
Yeah.
And I don't mind. Probably two extremes is a bit far, because I don't hate it, but I'm just not that bothered by it. If it's on, I'd never turn it on. But if someone's watching it, I'll watch it with them. That's probably my relationship with it.
Yeah, I got a bit defensive when you said that, and I was a bit like angry, filled with rage. So my number one on my list after you told me this story and asked me to do it.
Are you just trying to piss me off? Go on.
Well, no, not trying to piss you off, but it's something that you absolutely adore that I think
is overrated. I swear to God. No, Becky,
you
listen.
You already know what it
listen,
is.
Listen, I swear to God, if you do this, you'll just start an argument because I didn't think you were going to... I knew you were going to do this to try and get home back.
No,
but you do this, this is such bullshit.
Mm-mm. I think this is the same as you saying Gavin and Stacey for me.
Okay, go on. Because do it and let the whole audience hate you for it.
I think Lord of the Rings is really overrated.
Oh my God.
I have watched it, and the last time I watched it, I did kind of enjoy it. I think.
What do you mean kind of enjoy it? You got into it last time, yeah.
Frodo is just most overrated character. He's so annoying.
I agree with that. I have said I'm not the biggest Frodo fan because we all know Sam's the hero of the story.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for Sam.
If it wasn't for Sam, I wouldn't like Lord of the Rings. I'm going to say it like that.
Yeah, 100%. That's why you got into it. Because you to say it's overrated, it's an absolute masterpiece.
You
in
say it's the
fantasy genre.
The best film that you've ever seen.
Yeah, without doubt.
You literally, every year for your birthday, we have to watch all three.
Yep. Extended.
Extended editions. That's like a whole day.
I'm sorry, if you think about that, ladies and gentlemen. I have to use one of my birthday gifts to watch Lord of the Rings with her without her moaning, without her switching onto her phone, without her leaving the room. I have to use more of my birthday gifts for that.
Yeah, because that is like, what, 9-10 hours of film? That's not normal to sit and watch it.
Yes, it is, and you can do it all in one day.
It's not normal. I think you really like it.
It's going to be The Hobbit next year.
Oh.
Now that is, I only like that because of Lord of the Rings, but I still really like it. So if you don't like The Hobbit, I'm fine with you not liking The Hobbit. But okay. To say Lord of the Rings is overrated, you know what? Please message, email, send her. She doesn't have social media, so you can't abuse her on there. But people say, don't get your
the
fans to abuse people.
All your friends are going to listen to Attacker. It and they all love it as well.
Attacker. You've got my permission to go after her because that's ridiculous.
I think I just picked something. You obviously love it, so again, it's one that we're like extremes in this household. But I don't think it's as good as what you say. That's just my opinion. So that was my first one.
Okay.
That was basically just you attack Gavin and Stacey. I'll attack Lord of the Rings.
Okay. So what was next on your list before your ridiculous attack?
Well, my next biggest one, which probably is my biggest one, and I think you will agree with me on this one. I put McDonald's.
Oh, what? I can't believe I didn't put McDonald's on my list, but yes.
I only thought about it like literally just before we went on, and I was like, oh my God, this is the biggest thing that's overrated, and we say this all the time. I don't get it. It's not great. It's the worst of the fast food.
It really is.
We only go there when it's the only thing open. The only reason why, at 2 o'clock in the morning.
The only reason why McDonald's is still in our life is because it's 24/7.
Absolutely.
If it wasn't there, the only thing open when you were drunk, we would not go.
In lockdown, have you had a McDonald's?
Nope.
No. Like, we just never go, do we? We used to like going for like McFlurries or milkshakes, but our one never had them.
that is a lie, because when I've been drunk and come home, I have ordered it. Or, you know, when it's like 2-3 in the morning, the only thing open is like Chicken Shack or something like 10 miles away.
Right.
I've ordered it then.
Okay, but not sober.
No. I can't remember the last time I was sober. I went to McDonald's.
And what drives me mad is when people say McDonald's is better than KFC. I just can't understand why people would say
maybe
that.
Not like KFC, but then you go Burger King, and even if you don't like them two, I'd rather a Subway than a McDonald's personally.
I don't think I'm with you there, no.
But still, we can agree McDonald's is
really overrated, and I do think our local one isn't great.
Chelmsley Woods one's terrible.
Gone downhill since we've moved here, but I still think that they're not the best out there. Yeah,
people are queuing for like two hours. When it all opened, that was the most ridiculous thing. It's so crap. When KFC opened, I went like either the same day.
Yeah, but you weren't queuing for 2 hours,
were you? Yeah, and that was the thing. We went to go get KFC when it opened, and there was probably, 10 cars in the queue? Yet the Chelmsley Wood McDonald's, it was the whole queue.
Like blocking the road.
That was blocking roads and roundabouts for all day. For McDonald's?
I
and it's
don't
shit.
Understand it. Yeah, I'm with you there.
It's really shit. I do like a Big Mac when it's done well. That is good. The fries are consistently crap now. The drinks, especially with the paper straws, are crap because they fold over straight away and you can't.
Their milkshakes are good though.
Okay, milkshakes are good. But yeah, there's just better stuff, especially when we've got KFC and McDonald's next to each other. How do you, in your head, go, yeah, I want a terrible cold cheeseburger, or I could just get fried chicken? I don't see the logic there. And when people rave about it and that, oh, I'm so hungover, I just need a McDonald's to sort me out. Are you on crack?
This KFC. I can guarantee this is going to cause like a lot of controversy because I know, like, even out with my friends, like us girls, McDonald's is the one. I just don't understand it.
I don't get it. Especially now you're an adult and the whole I've been a happy meal and being special meal to go out because your mum and dad normally cook. It's like, it's great.
The novelty.
Yeah. But when you're an adult and you have a choice of either cooking your own food or buying anything you want, you choose McDonald's.
Yeah, no.
Just doesn't make sense to me at all.
No.
Right, okay. We
can
go
think
on
that
for,
was quite
yeah.
a good one.
Yeah.
Really good.
What's your next one? We'll do your list first. You want to do my one?
Well, yeah, because I haven't got that many afterwards.
Well, that's what I mean, so we can go on with mine.
So, on the McDonald's, I was thinking like food and drink. So, I put Coca-Cola.
I've actually got Coca-Cola on mine, but I've put Coca-Cola and full-fat drinks.
Oh, no, I'm not with you there. But I am a... I prefer Pepsi Max to Coca-Cola.
I would
go on record and say that. I used to love Coca-Cola.
Yeah, you were mad for it. You used to have literally a bottle every day, every time I saw you.
Oh, and, like, I do think they do the best flavours. Like, cherry and vanilla are so, so good. You've lost the pen, haven't you?
Yeah, I've lost the pen.
You better find it.
Pass me that. No, it's pencil. It's a pencil.
Okay, I was going to say, if you ruin this sofa, I'll be fuming. But, yeah, Coca-Cola, I just don't think is... as good as everyone makes out.
No, and I agree, an ice cold Coca-Cola in a can on a hot summer's day.
Or a glass bottle.
Yeah. Ugh. They are special, but for people who drink it all the time, it makes your teeth instantly furry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's that refreshing either, apart from the first sip out of a can or a bottle.
No, toothy, sir. I don't think any fizzy drinks are refreshing.
When there's Pepsi Max out there, I do actually prefer Pepsi to Coca-Cola, but I think Pepsi Max is so close to Pepsi that I just think Pepsi Max is just better in every way.
Yeah, I do.
But I also put on mine, I did have Coca-Cola, but I went full fat drinks. And what I was going on along them lines are, again, it's your teeth get furry, like instantly furry, and I don't get it.
I don't agree with you here. I do like Pepsi Max.
I'm hungover, I have full fat drinks, but if I'm drinking normally, I just don't like having that fur in your teeth as soon as you drink fizzy drinks.
I think some drinks are all right with their diet and then non like sugar ones.
Yeah. Like Bars Blue Bubblegum Pop. Oh, that's like zero sugar.
I've not had that. But things like Dr. Pepper, Iron Brew, certain things should be
well, Iron Brew isn't
sugar.
The same now. Is it? They've reduced the sugar in it, so it's not as good.
I haven't had it for a long time. Coca-Cola Vanilla. Why do it as zero? This really bugs me. And it's really hard to get full-fat drinks now. It really bugs me because all my favourite drinks aren't full-fat. It's Twist pen.
Okay, sorry about that.
You just can't work out how to use a pen.
No, I was struggling there. I kept untwisting the top because I thought it was the twist top.
No.
Anyway, carry on. Bottom.
Yeah, it really bugs me now. And I get the sugar tax and everything. But I think if someone wants to buy full-fat drinks, it shouldn't be that difficult.
Okay, so your next one?
Roast chicken on a Sunday dinner.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you've goddamn said this.
Well, it's kind of a pet hate, isn't it?
It's kind of a pet hate for me. So it's not... It is overrated because anyone who likes meat on their Sunday dinner, if there's something psychologically wrong with them, if they like chicken over actual meat.
I don't think because there is not.
No,
they
it is. Because chicken is a protein. It is not a meat.
So you wouldn't class that as a Sunday dinner, would you?
No, it's you've basically got protein and vegetables. You haven't got meat and veg.
Well, I do like a roast chicken, but...
Oh, God, it's so depressing.
On a Sunday dinner...
But you do admit it's overrated.
Yes.
Because there's no flavour to it.
I think chicken in general is overrated.
The dark meat, like the thighs and wings, they actually do have flavour.
Like,
but the breast, there's nothing to it.
Which is nice because it takes on flavour and it's very easy to have with stuff. But
so you like the flavours you're putting on chicken then, don't you?
Yeah.
So the flavours you put on chicken aren't overrated, but chicken taste, there is no taste.
Yeah, when people say chicken is their favourite meat, I just don't get it.
Yeah, because you just like plain nothingness then. No, it's true. You don't like any. You don't like any. Any flavour, because it does my head in. Sunday dinner is one of the greatest meals of all time.
Yeah.
And I would rather have a vegetable Sunday dinner, vegetarian Sunday dinner, than have chicken.
You wouldn't.
I would.
That's a line up. I would. You've asked me to do roast chicken instead of a vegetable one.
But what is that because? Because I like your pie the next day.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I've accepted chicken recently, is because that chicken and veg pie you make the next day is absolutely banging. Okay. That's the only reason why I have it.
I don't mind a roast chicken, but yeah, it is overrated. I would say chicken as a meat is overrated.
Yeah, I don't get that. Which kind of goes on to one of my points, actually.
Go on.
I've got Nando's as overrated, and it is. It's literally chicken and chips, and people pay about £12 a go now.
Well, it was cheap back in the day. When they first came, it was great. You could literally get a meal, drink, like a big meal, and you'd pay with the tenner and get changed. Like, I think it was like £7, weren't it, for like the meal?
Yeah, it was pretty cheap when it first came into Solly Hall, I remember that.
Yeah. Whereas now it's really expensive.
And it's chicken.
But I do like it.
And chips. That's all you're getting out of it. You're getting the crappiest meat in the world, put in some nice sauce and flavourings. I'll give them that. I love their sauces.
The sauces are good.
It's crap meat with lovely flavouring, and people go mad about it. Like, if I fancy a steak, or I fancy a burger, or I fancy like Wagamama's, what I fancy. I haven't had one of them in ages. People are like, oh, I haven't had my Nando's for a couple of weeks. I really fancy a Nando's.
You do always say I really fancy a Nando's.
But how long's the last time we had a Nando's?
Yeah, it was probably like a couple of months, maybe.
And why do I like Nando's?
Don't know.
For the payment system.
Yeah, that's when we sit in. Yeah, that is your favourite restaurant to sit in.
It's my favourite restaurant to sit in.
Because I pay before you
and
eat,
once
and then
I finish my food, I can leave. I don't have to talk to anyone. I don't have to worry about getting the bill. Paid, I've eaten, I can leave.
Yeah.
That's why I like going to eat at Nando's.
Really,
yeah, there's no puddings. And that's why I like going to eat at Nando's.
Yeah, because you do love eating in there.
Get food. What's nice, I admit Nando's is nice, it's just overrated, and I can leave. So that's the only reason why I miss Nando's.
Although now everyone's doing like pay on the app now. Because of like COVID
they're
and stuff. Oh.
Every time at the Harvester we've gone and the app just doesn't work.
I don't know. I've not tried the apps that many times.
Well, the apps aren't great. But if that comes the way where you can pay, and then if your food's shit, you just get a refund, I would love that. Because I hate getting the bill.
You hate waiting. Hate waiting.
So yeah, Nando's, I think we both kind of agree on being overrated, or
I think I don't know, I quite like Nando's.
It's overrated. I'm not saying it's bad. I like Nando's.
Yeah, it is overrated, I'll give you that. It's not the best restaurant out there, but
okay, what's another one on your list then?
Well,
that got me intense there, talking about bills.
Talking about food, I recently tried these. Oh,
I'm sorry.
No, it's just drew on the wall.
I didn't mean that. I forgot the pen was in my hand.
Let's hope that washes off.
It's a washable wall.
Yeah,
that's
I know,
why
but
we
it's
got this
biro,
paint.
Isn't it? It's a nightmare to try and get it out.
Oh, shit.
Oh, well, we can paint over it for NATO.
Okay.
Anyway, talking of food. So I tried these recently and they are super, super, super hyped up. And they were nice, but I just think they're overrated. I went for scallops. How do you say them?
Scallops. Yeah, I'm not really that bothered.
I don't think we're passionate enough to eat them, to be honest.
Yeah, for me, I liked the flavour, actually. I didn't like the texture.
Well, people, it sounds like come down with me, like, every week,
yeah,
isn't it?
All the time.
And in, like, fancy restaurants, it's like that.
Master
the best
Chef,
thing to have.
Yeah, MasterChef, they always do, like, that's their first trial. Can they cook a scallop?
Yeah.
Or scallop, or whatever.
I'd rather have one from the Chippo.
Well, they aren't, are they?
Well,
that's
no,
potato.
But that's much better.
Yeah, true.
I love a scallop
from
the Chippo.
When I'm watching all these posh cooking shows, I expected, well, I don't know what I expected, but when I watched it, I was thinking, that looks banging. It had like a crispy top and everyone banged on about it. And I was like, if that's a seafood, I might actually like. And then we tried it at our friend's restaurant. It was lovely.
Oh, the food is incredible there. Shout out to Folium.
Yeah, Folium in, where is it, Jewellery Quarter?
Well, like St. Paul's.
Yeah, St. Paul Square. They do like really nice kind of like Michelin star
food.
The actual scallop flavour wasn't anything wrong with it. It was lovely. But I think we built up in our heads what scallops were.
Yeah, I feel like if you probably had them from when you're younger or you've grown up eating them, then you'd be like so used to it. But we don't live on a seaside town. We're not rich enough to, no, to yeah. eat them. So it was like all this hype, and then you had it, you're like, oh, they're nice. But I was expecting it to be like the best meat or fish I would have ever tasted.
Yeah, I was expecting like a steak.
Mm, like know, when like you a have a steak. Good steak.
Yeah, oh, that kind of that thing. In the... I don't know. That is another point of mine. I actually put overrated as seafood.
I don't think it's that hype. Well, I don't think it is that hyped up because I think loads of people don't like it, like you.
Yeah, maybe that is a shit one, to be fair. I put it as down as seafood, and that kind of goes into your scallop thing. So I'll cross that off the my list because I don't really want to talk about seafood because it kind of went down like a lead balloon though.
So. Well, I've only got one more on my list and then you can talk about yours. But I think this one's quite a controversial one.
Oh, another Lord of the Rings. Get ready, guys.
I really think that I'm going to get hated for saying this. And it's hard because it is a TV show and I've not watched it properly. So my opinions aren't completely...
Not valid. Yeah, cool.
not valid. But I think The Office USA is...
Overrated. Oh my god,
people go on about it like it's the best TV show. I just don't get it. I've never really got into it. I really struggled to watch the first like episode.
The first series is like virtually word for word UK Office, so
which
it's crap.
I really like and as I've well which you don't think helps because I'm super just, love the UK Office.
Yeah, and I've told you need to ignore the first basically two series first two seasons sorry and then season three is when it becomes its own thing and it just becomes great. Like it becomes really, really good and I absolutely adore it. And in my opinion, it's better than the UK Office. But I do admit that is a bit unfair because the UK Office was what, two series?
Yeah, it was only two series.
So I think the US Office went to maybe 10, something like that. So it's a little bit unfair to compare the two. The US Office is hilarious.
I feel like
they grow the character so much more than obviously, because you can't do that in two seasons of the UK. And they grow it. Oh, and it's brilliant. Really, really good. Really, really good. I can't believe you don't like it. It's so good.
It's
so
not
funny.
That I don't like it. So funny. I've never really got into it. I think I've only properly watched it when you've had it on and I've watched it, but I've not, like, I couldn't get into it on my own. So I'll watch it when you're on it, but that's about it. But like literally, everyone seems to watch it. There's so many memes about it. Like everyone talks about it. Like it's kind of like Friends, isn't it? I think it's kind of on the same level as Friends,
especially with like the streaming sites now.
Yeah, and I think like this generation, it's like something that everyone has watched, and I just don't get it. I don't get it.
Maybe I need to do like a Parks and Recs review and, you know, just have it on all the time in the background.
But you did do that. It was on all the time in the background.
Maybe it's a lost cause then, but...
I think I am a bit stubborn as well to get into it. I kind of don't want to enjoy it.
You don't want to enjoy it because you like the UK one so much.
But yeah, that's my list. But I thought I could come up with some good stuff that was overrated.
Yeah, bar Lord of the Rings. I think it's ridiculous, the US Office, but I understand it. That's actually quite a good overrated one, actually.
Thanks. Go on, what's on your list then?
Right, okay. My first one, what I put down, is beach/hot holidays.
What a ridiculous thing to do.
They're so overrated. They're so boring. They're so hot. They're so sweaty. They're just fine, and I do dislike them, but then I also do like them. I do like going on into hot like weather countries, but they're just crap. Why would anyone choose a nice cold vacation or a city break just to go sit on a beach or next to a pool for 2 weeks? It's beyond me.
This is where we're like different, because if I go on holiday, I'll literally just lay there, have a cocktail, and I'll just lie.
Lanzarote, I literally left you for probably for 6 hours and I came back and you were just redder. Like you hadn't moved. There was just a few more cocktail things next to you.
Yeah.
But you hadn't left. And same as Mauritius, where I'll go and up and down the beach and go in the sea and snorkel and I'll come back and you're in the exact same spot that
I like to read books, listen to music and just lie there and relax. Whereas you literally like don't even sunbathe. You just constantly move. You get really agitated.
I can relax. But like my relax is you get a spot next to a pool or a beach. You chill out. Probably get a bit of fluids in you. You have a little look around. See who's around you. And that's all the relaxing you need to do on a holiday. And then you go off and find stuff to do or climb stuff or... I sound like a child.
You are. But you get too hot as well. Like, you could just lie God, there because you get too hot.
They're just so overrated.
Can I just say, though?
Why do you want to go and get hot and sweaty? And no, I just don't get them.
Just for the record, and so they know, it is like winter now and it's like been snowing the last week. You still wear shorts out?
Yeah, because it's too hot.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's too hot. Like, it has to be minus temperatures for you not to wear shorts. Otherwise, there's something wrong with you. There is something wrong with you.
There is something wrong with you for wearing shorts in cold weather. It's not normal, Niall. I think your body goes at a different temperature, which, if you are hot in cold weather, then a beach holiday sounds like horrible for you. But yeah, for most people,
it's not even like I don't like them, because they're okay. But if I was choosing to go on holiday, I'd want to go like a city break or somewhere cold, and that would be fantastic. And I think you get more out of your holiday. All people pay thousands of pounds to go sit under a heat lamp, sweat, and they call that relaxing. I don't get it. It's one of the most overhyped, and how it's become an industry of people making billions of pounds.
Because loads of people like doing that.
To go sit under a heat lamp.
Sweat. You're not sitting under heat lamp.
That's essentially what you're doing. And sweat. It's just not my idea of fun. And I think even if it is your idea of fun, I just think it's overrated fun. I don't think it's that great.
Right, anything over
15 or 16 degrees in the UK, I have to have the fan on.
Oh my God, that fan. Oh, I hate it. I literally hate fans.
And then I have to have the fan on.
Windows open.
God, if it gets into 20s, I'm a nightmare. I'd break
you
down.
You were horrendous. Like, as much as I hate having a fan on and the sound of it, and it's just ugly sat in my bedroom, I absolutely hate it. Like, it really, really, really winds me up. It's still better to have that than have you overheat. Because you overheat, it's like you go into like a meltdown.
Yeah, I'm a vile person when I overheat.
You're just like really like on edge, and anything will just set you off. So that's why I put up with the fans and the open windows. And then I'll wear about 10 layers, my dressing gowns, my slippers as usual, get myself wrapped up. And then you can have your fan on. But I absolutely hate that fan.
I'm not going to do very well in global warming, I'll tell you that. The next one, what I've got, is German cars.
I don't know anything about cars.
Well, what I would say is I've driven a Mercedes Estate, which was top of the line, like 80, 90 grand for a previous employer.
Yeah.
Crap. It did have a lot of power in it. But the interior was really cheap.
Yeah, I don't like the look of the Mercedes on the inside. Wasn't impressed.
It was really small. And really like cramped for the size of it. I've driven a Audi A3, a proper good one, and it's shit. Literally had nothing going on inside. Feels really cheap. The engine didn't have any pull whatsoever. The doors are stupidly heavy. It did have a lot of like space inside, so I will give it that. And then I've driven a couple of BMWs, only not for like long term. Not impressed with them either. Don't get it. They seem a little bit more expensive on the inside, but they're incredibly ugly cars.
Like, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, incredibly ugly cars, and all three. So you got Audi, Mercedes, BMW. All their drivers are dickheads.
What, like racing?
Yeah, racing, pulling out in front of you, not indicating.
You mean like...
Yeah.
Like stereotypes.
But it's a stereotype that is true. Absolutely 100% true. They're all twats.
I am one of them,
and
by
you
the way.
Are, and you are. I think you drive terribly.
I don't think I drive... Well, I'm not a great driver,
And then people pay 10 grand above a Ford for the same kind of thing. And I don't get it. I don't get why. And it's almost like they're in their own bubble where they assume that it's a really good thing. And they've paid 10 grand extra for this really good thing. And I just think they're getting mugged off.
I think it's just like brands, isn't it?
That's what I mean.
People are buying the brand. It's like when people buy designer clothes.
That's what I mean. It's overrated. Really worth it? Maybe if you had this car, if you bought the car for 10, 15 years, maybe the quality would show. But a lot of these people are getting it on like 2-4 year finance. And you're getting paid extra to have a badge. Yet the same kind of car you could get for 10 grand less, and it'd be virtually the same thing, but without the brand. In my opinion, so that's why I think German cars are the most overrated cars in the world. And everyone seems to want one. I'm like, just go buy a Ford, mate. Go buy a Ford or a Nissan or... Or Japanese. If you want good quality cars and you want like just everything being top shit about them, buy a Japanese car or Korean now. Buy a Korean car. If you want looks and cheapness, go for a Ford. I think they're class looking cars, and
I don't like them.
I've never had a problem with any of my cars. They've been spot on. Really fun to drive, and 10 grand cheaper than an Audi A3. And I'd pick a Focus over an Audi A3 any day of the week.
Okay, what else you got on your list?
Birthday nights out, including New Year's Eve, I've also put on there. So
I agree with you on that one.
New once Year's a year definitely. Things, you might plan it in your head, and you can do all the things in the world, and they never end up being as good as you think.
Because the best night out is the night out that you never plan. It's like, you're just like, random night, and you're like, oh, fancy doing something. You just get together with some of your mates, and they're like the best nights that you have. Because you don't plan them, there's no expectation, there's no hope, there's no plan of this is how it's got to go. You just go and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, and I think that's, I miss out on a lot of them with work. I work a lot of weekends, so I have to like kind of plan like 2 weeks ahead, saying let's go out for this Saturday, and let's do this, let's do that. And then because I've looked forward to it for 2 weeks, it ends up being, it's still really good, but it's not as good as I want it to be in my head. And then I've missed out on WhatsApp when I check the day after, and they've gone out like, I don't know, they went for beers on Friday after work. I couldn't because I'm working that night, or I'm working the next day.
Yeah.
And then you see the WhatsApp in the morning or the Snapchat, and it looks absolutely brilliant because they just went for beers, carried on drinking, and let the night take them where they want to go.
Yeah. And that's spontaneous nights are the best.
And that's why I think birthdays, where you plan, and especially New Year's Eve, you build it up in your head, and they're always underrated. Like
that, I think New Year's Eve
overrated,
as well.
Sorry, and like they always come under unexpectations.
Because New Year's Eve is so expensive, like not even just to like go out anywhere, but even if you went round to your mates, like just getting a taxi or getting anything is so expensive on New Year's Eve that you kind of puts a bit of a downer on it anyway. Like you'd have to have an amazing night to justify the extra expense, I would say.
Yeah, I think it's all about going around people's houses now for New Year's Eve. So much better.
Maybe. Oh, no, I'm not having another one.
Well, anyway, but I think it saves you like 100 quid then, so the taxis are a bit more...
Yeah, I think it's justifiable, isn't it? Because you have a cheap night, but it is still like... They charge you like 3 times. Something ridiculous.
Next, I've got is most Marvel films, which I think some people in here will absolutely adore Marvel. I don't think they're that great. I think there's some great ones in there.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
The third four. I also really like the first four. There's what other ones? I think probably Guardians. I like the Ant-Man series.
I like the Avengers.
Yeah, okay. The Avengers, I'd probably like maybe the first one, and then obviously the third one. Yeah, of them were really good.
I don't feel like I'm as knowledgeable on this because I haven't seen them all.
We've said we're going to get round to watching them all in sequence for you.
Yeah, but there's a lot in there.
Yeah, I think it's like 20, maybe 20 something now.
I'm not fussed on Iron Man.
I absolutely despise Iron Man. You know what? I think he's perfect for acting as Iron Man. I don't have a problem with Robert Downey Jr. I just don't like the films. Don't like the character. Never did in the comic. So, obviously, him being the main kind of guy in all the films has made him overrated for me. But I just don't think they're that good. They're not. Their stories normally aren't that great. The characters, I don't know. I'm just not that interested in them. I do like watching them. I mean, I've got loads up on Blu-ray upstairs, and I do like watching them. I think they've probably got, out of probably 20 so films, maybe 5 actually good films.
Like, on their own, that decent films.
And that would probably be, like, the Guardians of the Galaxy 1.
Love that.
Captain America, The Winter Soldier.
Is that the
That's
first
the second one?
No, I don't know if I've seen
I think you watched that
one.
And you said you liked it.
No, I can't remember it.
4, 3.
Definitely seen that one.
Yeah, definitely seen that one. And then Avengers 1, and then the third Avengers is like 2 films.
What's the third Thor one called?
Ragnarok.
Oh, yeah, that's the one with Hulk in it. Yeah, yeah, I do like that one. That's really funny as well.
And they're quite unique in the universe as well. So I think Winter Soldier is actually an amazing film on its own, if you take away the whole Marvel universe. The third, I also really love Captain America films. Like, I like 4
Captain
America are my top guys in that. Hulk is, obviously, but they just hate Hulk and don't do him justice and make him a little bitch. But I just think they're over. I thought that's one what people absolutely adore.
Well, and we're on what they called, series, but for films.
I don't know, probably say franchise.
There we go. I couldn't think of the word. Harry Potter. I feel like you give me the Death Star again. Massively overrated.
I'm not getting involved in that. So if you want to carry on and explain, you can. But there's just no need for it. I'm not doing another Lord of the Rings. So.
I don't get the hype. I think the books could never read them. I don't think the films are as great as everyone makes out. I know there's some of our friends that are absolutely obsessed with it, and I feel like I'm just talking to a brick wall here because you are just not even looking at me.
No, I literally don't care.
Yeah, well, I just think they're overrated. I just don't think it's that good, but you know, we'll move on very quickly.
Are you done? Okay. Yes. So we'll move on. London and New York.
I'd agree with you on London. I do not agree with you on New York.
Both, in my opinion. London has loads of history I want to go to see.
Yeah.
New York was just iconic. You want to go see again all the iconic landmarks. And I had a great time. I haven't been for like a proper day in London. I've been like trips to London.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been to like 5 days in New York. Had a great time. It was brilliant, I guess. Just both are shitholes. Both are full of some of the most, like, the rudest people
on this, aren't they?
Yeah, planet Earth. They're incredibly expensive.
Yeah.
To live there is incredibly expensive. Never mind to visit there.
I get living there. It is overrated, I would say, for the cost.
And then what people just... And their only argument for all these terrible things about these places is just like, oh, but there's so much to do, and it's just like, you go around any corners, there's something new, and blah, mate. You're a mug, because you can do that anywhere else. Just all you've got to do is go on the internet and search it, and there's stuff going on. They're the most overrated places, and people say, oh, they're fantastic, they're so special. No, I think you've just been mugged off by the marketing company, because they're not that great. And I've been to New York. I wouldn't really want to go back again, unless maybe for Paddy's Day, because it's like a whole city getting pissed
up. I'd love
up.
To go at Christmas as well.
No, I'd like the cold. It gets really cold there. I'd go for the cold. London, there's apart from the museums, which I really want to go see all the fucking museums, I have no interest whatsoever.
I think London for us, it's the travel there. I think once we're in the places that we want to go to in London, we're fine. I don't really like getting trains. I absolutely despise the tube. I hate it.
Disgusting.
I don't like the hustle and bustle, which is weird because Birmingham is literally on our doorstep.
Oh, yeah, but we don't go to Birmingham either. This is us not saying, oh, well, Birmingham's not much fucking better. No, we know Birmingham's a shithole. We rarely go into Birmingham if we can help it, because it's full of rude people and it's trampy.
We just don't need to go to Birmingham, though.
And if we have to go to a town centre, we'll go elsewhere. We'll go for a day trip somewhere, or we'll go to Solihull, which is just better.
I don't like driving in London. I don't like travelling in London. So that for me to enjoy it, I've already got myself in a bad mood by the time that I've got to where I need to be. Yeah.
And if everyone is so rude. Like, I think Birmingham City Centre is rudeness. I think it's just everyone being on top of each other.
I think people are in a rush, aren't they?
But London is such a different level that everyone wants to spit on you or fight you.
It's not that extreme, but say if you are waiting for a tube at rush hour, people will push you out the way. They will jump in front of you. Like, honestly, it's terrifying. I literally sit there and I will wait till it's quiet. I will stand back and I'll wait.
Yeah, but you're missing out. It's like, it's the nightlife and oh god, it's just so
and it's
cool.
So expensive.
It's just literally people who have been almost deceived on what London is. People who must sold in that dream must be rubbing their hands, because I just don't get it.
We are quite miserable people though, so we're probably not the best, and there are probably people that love London and we probably are missing out on loads of things, but
not. I can guarantee you not.
It would be like our hell being there, but some people love that. But then like New York, I absolutely love New York, but I can't stand London. They're not that different.
But then I
loved it in New York. Absolutely loved it.
I loved what we did there, and I loved all the sightseeing. I just thought it was a shithole. Like, there was trash.
Yeah, I didn't. I loved
trash.
It.
Rubbish. There was rubbish everywhere. Literally piled up high. Just smelt of a big city as well. I'd go back if I was rich, so I could experience the
nice.
Yeah, the upper crust off New York. I think I'd love New York then. But yeah, I think I've pretty much done New York. I'd go back for Paddy's Day to get pissed there. And that's probably about it. I'd like to go see Christmas. But again, if I was rich, so I could experience like the high life.
Well, we could see like the tree and the ice rinks. And it'd be like you're in all them Christmas films.
Yeah, no, I'm all right. So yeah, I said London, New York. Save the last one. So we'll go on to champagne and sparkling wine like Prosecco.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
They're overrated. I actually
but
do Prosecco's like them.
Prosecco's quite cheap now. You can get like a bottle for like fiver.
I like champagne and I like Prosecco. I don't know why anyone chooses to drink that. Like a special occasion, yeah, it's great. It's fine. But I just think people say it's like lovely and what you choose to drink. When you've got beer, you've got spirits, you've got cocktails, why do you want to drink champagne?
Yeah, I wouldn't choose
to drink
it unless like someone gets a bottle and we're sharing and it more convenience, I'll have it.
Yeah.
But I don't actually.
And it gets you smashed really quickly.
I don't actually enjoy it though. I don't like, it's not the taste that I think, oh, this tastes lovely.
I do actually enjoy it. Like the taste of champagne, especially rosé champagne. Oh my God, that's lovely. I think for the price and the convenience of having a bucket and the glasses and stuff like that, I just think it's just overhyped, basically.
I would
and
agree
overrated.
With you, overrated on that, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just a little bit overrated. Finally, I've put the university experience is overrated.
How can we say that when we've not done it?
Easy. I went to university to see my friends.
Yeah, you went for like a day or two.
Exactly. And I got the whole experience. You live on a sofa. You essentially live on a sofa. You do drugs. You have noodles and pasta just to eat all day. You then watch just clips of YouTube. So, or it'll be like Ronaldinho's top 25 goals. And then it'd be Thierry Henry's top 25 goals. And that's just rinse, repeat, and repeat. And so, and then it gets to about 4 or 5. You go to the shop, get beers in, and it'll be dirty cheap beers, whatever's on offer. So it's not even nice. You're not even enjoying yourself. And then you get pissed. And that's the whole experience. And I'm not even joking, because they didn't go to actual university lectures. You live in a shithole. And I mean, you live in dirty houses.
Yeah, but have
had about... No. This was the whole street. So let's say it's just
didn't
a
go
street.
Into every house on the street.
They all look the same and they were all doing the same thing. You get an education that, unless you actually get a proper degree, which is a whole different subject, if you get a proper degree, you could actually do something with that degree in the real world. So you spend 4 years basically to be a bum. Now, you could probably do the same experience living in your mum's house, getting on the dole for 4 years and have the university experience. No, it's just true. Oh, and I think it's so overrated because we were told when we were younger, you've got to have like a university degree.
Yeah,
you've got to go to uni.
Say that it's
so
like
overrated.
The best time of their lives. And
because they were on drugs and drinking all the time.
But it might be that they meet people that are their friends for life. It might be that it's the first time they've lived away from home. That could be really exciting. There's probably loads of benefits to it that we just didn't.
Zero. Zero benefits.
Yeah, but no, you're very particular. You would, I mean, I think both of us would hate living with other people.
Yeah, but you could do the whole university experience without having to live the way that university experience tells you that you should live.
Yeah, but they don't. That's just people. That's what they want to do. There's probably people that went to their lecturers, that ate good food, that, you know, didn't watch clips on YouTube every day. There's probably people that did university differently.
Well, the university that I experienced.
But all your friends went to the same uni, basically.
And the university. No, Shelby went to Liverpool. I went to Liverpool.
Okay.
Exact same thing. And it just comes down to, it's extremely overrated. You get a job and get a career and you'll be a lot better off. You know, you can do all the other stuff at uni and get paid for it. That's what I mean. They just did what you could do having a job, but while being really poor and on taxpayers' money. I just don't get it. It's overrated experience. You're not missing out on anything. You can do me, go get a job, and go see your mates what decides to go to uni. You'll experience it for 1 or 2 days, but you can come back home and have a wash. And that's the great thing. You can experience uni for 1 to 2 days, which is great. Come back home, have a wash, and you're back to the real world. It's fantastic. Honestly, that's the experience you should have.
I think you would really hate the university experience that your friends have. I really do, because you are very not particular, but there's a lot of things you like a certain way, and I don't think you could live if people were dirty. And so I think that's why you were so put off it. And I think the place they lived was really bad.
It was
I think
vile,
student
the
accommodation
whole
is normally
like
is quite bad, but I think yours friends was like another level.
I went to halls as well though, and the halls were terrible.
Yeah, it just has that weird smell, doesn't it?
It's just because they have to bleach the whole thing. They have to put
it does not smell of bleach. It smells of gone off mill.
No, but that's what I mean. It's bleach the cleaners where they go. And then you just smell like gone off milk from the rooms. Because that's the smell of students.
Yeah.
No, it's not. I think it's an overrated experience.
I
do. I'm telling you, it's overrated.
Okay.
Right, that's me done, actually. And to be fair, we're coming to the end of our time anyway, because I want to keep it under an hour. Any takeaways from the list? Let me see yours.
I feel like it was a really bad idea to do this because I feel like
I do
now
like
we're going to hold on to this for the whole evening.
Yeah, true. We're going to keep talking about this. Especially,
tonight.
I really like your McDonald's. Can't believe even remember McDonald's.
That literally came to me just before we joined.
I know, I can't believe I didn't think of McDonald's. I think that's it. I think next kind of episode, we'll probably think of the subject on the fly.
Yes. Like we've done with every single one we've done so far. Just make it up on the spot.
Yeah, try and do like an hour before research. But other than that, I think that's it. Anything else you want to say?
No, just thanks to anyone that's now listening.
Oh yeah, and please,
it's out there. And if you have any suggestions, please send them through because we're clueless.
Yeah, if you've got any topics you want to hear Becky's opinion on, or my opinion on, or our opinion on, send it through. We'll do it because, like I say, most of the time it's probably a day before I get an idea of what I want to talk about.
What is the email address? I was gonna say. Oh,
abbysounds@outlook.com.
Okay, I was
and then
say,
you've got Insta and Facebook, what you could message on as well. All right. Cool. Okay, thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.